The sun was low in the sky over Everbloom Manor when Tescorbino arrived. He was running ahead of schedule and decided to do some preliminary scouting.
Hopefully this will impress Atelion, he thought to himself.
Let Zia and Jakob fight for second place. He hoped by the end of this mission that he'd be the favorite. But favoritism could wait. This mission, however, could not. So he muttered a quick prayer to Achakek, straightened his disguise, and dropped down over the wall. Servants were busy preparing for the party in the front garden. It wasn't a challenge at all to slip in amongst them and make his way inside the manor itself. He grabbed an empty tray and just walked right in the front door. Was it too easy? No, Tescorbito was just good at his job. Achakek was with him. Depositing the tray in the kitchen, the gnome slid back out into the foyer, narrowly missing bumping into Toatara herself. He saw the anger begin to build in her eyes, but blessedly, a guard called out to her and she swiftly, and condescendingly, turned her attention away. Seizing the momentary distraction, Tescorbito pressed forward. His gaze fell briefly on a stuffed creature, standing tall in what looked to be a sitting area. Was that a snowy owl bear? He shook his head.
That is clearly a trap. Only a fool would spend any amount of time in that room.
Avoiding the round room in the center for the moment, Tescorbito spotted a hallway toward the south. Just as he began to step towards it, a voice called out to him.
Oi, are you daft? Not supposed to go that way.
A female servant rolled her eyes at him, shook her head, and kept walking towards the front door. Tescorbito offered a friendly wave and thanks, looking back over his shoulder, and promptly ignored her. 2 steps into the hallway, he realized his mistake. A pressure plate clicked into place, and pain nearly knocked the gnome off his feet. He pulled a couple darts out of his leg, fighting back a growl of frustration. Then he felt a hand on his shoulder, and his blood ran cold.
It's so hard to find good help these days, Doatara said. Let's have a talk.
The gnome turned, forcing a smile. Pardon my mistake, mistress. My mother always said it's easier to turn a scowl into a scallion than to turn an owl into a stallion.
Doatara did not return the smile, nor did she ask what he meant. She simply grasped his arm, led him into the dining room, and closed the door. Her short sword caught his sawtooth saber as a gnome desperately attempted to surprise the woman. She redirected his blade, scratching a deep cut into the dining room table. Her sneer was dripping with contempt. Her blade was smeared with poison, and her eyes were filled with cold, determined fury. This is Pod Against the Machine.
Welcome back to Jimmy Fame Presents Bonus Against the Machine, More Pod for Your Bod, sponsored by Charlie the Lizard Folks Chicken Emporium, More Cluck for Your Buck. I am your onion of a GM, Jeff, and here with us, once again, we have the rest of the layers of the cast. Hello.
More onion for your bunion.
Oh, no.
More shallot for your palate.
Yeah, nice. Like that one.
That one worked out unexpectedly. I was shocked, honestly.
No, that was really good.
More leaks for you geeks.
You freaks.
Okay. Yeah.
Ooh, that's good. More chives for your jive.
This is it. This is the podcast.
I
see now.
Every name for friggin' green onions there. I don't have any left.
Are they an allium? Is that what?
Yeah, they're all alliums.
More alliums for.
Alliums for your palliums.
Yeah, don't forget.
There you go.
That's definitely not a big reach to make that one work.
No.
Palliums. This episode brought to you by palliums. A word.
Yums for your pals.
Oh. They thought we couldn't make this stretch into 9 or 10 apps, but that was before they knew how big onions were going to take off.
We didn't even get into Vidalia's versus red versus...
I mean, yeah, or how you like to cut them.
Mm-hmm. Some people just, you know, they don't see the appeal. Eat them whole out of a mocajete. Oh... Speaking of putting the Funyun and the Onion, where were we? Last time on the program, we had quickly dealt with the aftermath of the Peiraka fight, took some healing, attracted the attention of an imperialist guard who was convinced, yet again, by our charismatic party that, hey, we're in a meeting right now. Just a casual, normal meeting between a guard, a fancy partygoer, maybe a bodyguard, and a red-robed monk person in the middle of someone else's home. It's fine.
Just, like, very injured. Like, visibly injured. I think that is one of the better parts of our meeting, was that we're also like bloody and sweating a little bit.
Just a little bit. But confused as he was, he walked away. The rest of the party just kind of, you know, walked up to explore the gallery, but Zaya thought, it's been too long since I've murdered. Starting to get withdrawals. Successful assassination, body hiding behind the bar, everything's fine. Everyone was astonished that this large Arctic owlbear statue, in fact, was trapped, catching Kongir and Jakob in an icy blast. But they were able to disable the trap from being a further issue, and found, among other things, the evidence of their lost companion Tescribito, with his blade as a trophy above the fireplace, and some evidence in the dining room of a fight that took place, resulting in confirmed death of their beloved comrade. Exploring further, they found a little bit of treasure, a useful scroll of third level heal in the study, a couple alchemical items in the bar, and, you know, 1, 2, 3 opened many doors at once, which all GMs love and appreciate, because we're chaos gremlins and it's fun. There is a bathroom and a bedroom with confirmed lack of narrative purpose, leading us to only one remaining room, and that was the chapel to Iomade. Or was it? Because Jakob and Tillion both knew something is amiss, and Jakob, with a critical success on perception, quickly deduced, yes, a button push, a dial twist, and everyone jaw drops as this chapel transforms to reveal it was secretly a chapel to Norgorber, or Norgorber, or Norgorbay, depending on your pronunciation. And amidst the room's transformation, a secret ladder and shaft was revealed, leading down below the main floor of this manor. Was everyone ready to climb down and explore further? Did anybody want to take a moment to use a scroll of heal or...
Oh, that might be a good idea.
Anything of that nature before subterranean exploration?
I think we're good.
Little pro tip for players out there, when your GM says this, Yeah, pick up the context clues. Let's use our consumables.
Yeah, I guess I'm under half, so I think I'm the lowest person as far as health right now.
I'm going to use this scroll.
Ephitalian.
Which is a thing that I am prepared and know how to do, even in first edition, especially in second.
I just don't think that actually came out as
it was third 14 level. Points. That seems weird for third level.
Because it should be, there should be an extra D8 or two and extra 8 healing. Like, you should be much more healed than that. I don't know why it's not.
So should I just roll, like, what, like 3D8 plus something then?
Because it heightens plus 1, so it should have been, a third level heal should have been a 3D8 plus 24. And the second level heal that Jakob got, I think, earlier should also have an extra D8 plus 8.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. I'm almost back to full. That puts me up to 86 out of 88.
Nice.
Should I heal off of a roll?
Yeah, you can take another 12 back, Jakob.
Thank you.
And we want to check this chest before we go down in case it's got, like, the secret anti-Doltara weapon in it or something.
That was good. The Doltara killer.
I'm going to live forever.
You're perfectly fine.
I'm barely injured.
Got, oh, look at this. It's got the blade of Norgor we're slaying in it.
It's unlocked if you wish to open it.
Oh, wow, it's unlocked. Yeah. Pop it open before we go down.
I feel like that's like famous last words in the Norgorber Chapel. So, man, it's not even locked. But oh, maybe sick. I'm wrong.
Now, inside the chest, there are some cleanly folded Iomedean vestments, some ritual objects. There's a nice sheath for a longsword. And then there are 4 flasks of what is clearly holy water.
Oh, we might want those.
You know, I'll take those and pass one out to everyone. Can toss them if we have to.
Nice.
I think while we're doing prep, Zaya's gonna chug that Quicksilver Mutagen and her elixir, or her potion of bark skin.
Yeah.
Nice.
This feels like a smoke 'em if you got 'em situation.
I have a scroll of heal also. Do we need anyone to be more healed?
I am barely injured, as they say.
Perfectly fine.
Yes, let's hold on to it. We do not know what lies for us further in the Norgorber onion.
Are you ready to descend a layer?
Let us go.
Let's peel it back.
Let's go. There is no vegetable that makes you live, but only a vegetable that makes you cry, the onion. He says as he descends further down. This is a stressful visual.
Yeah, you know, you climb down this ladder and there is a set of ruins, really is what it looks like. Kind of half-collapsed ruins that the floors are uneven. There's, it almost feels like some of the flagstones are sinking over the years. There's not enough standing water to impede movement, but there's, you know, about 8 inches worth just kind of collected over the who knows how long. And it's dark.
Anybody got any light?
Wait, yes. Yes. I pull out a 1-foot gold-tipped rod, and I whack that rod on a wall. For the next 6 hours, it sheds a bright light. This is a consumable known as a sun rod. So, it's ruins. Is this something that I could sort of... I'm a loreful individual. Do these look like assassin or warfare ruins, perhaps?
Or legal ruins? Are they legal ruins, maybe?
Yes, warfare, legal, assassin.
Underworld?
At the underworld? We are under the world.
No, I mean, you could roll a society check.
Not I.
I'm not rolling any more society checks. That is the second society natural one for a 14.
Sam's out.
I mean, as far as you think, Zaya, these could be as old as time itself. It's unfathomable just how old these ruins are. Are they older than the gods?
In Absalom lore, wouldn't really do anything for it. Like, be like, does this look like parts of a sewer or anything like that?
Yeah, you can roll an Absalom lore. I would absolutely take an Absalom lore.
Ooh, that is also a 14, though it's not a natural one, so it might be better.
You are confident this is old.
Yep.
Yeah. You think as that this might eventually connect in some way to old sewers, but beyond that, there's nothing really obvious about it. There's no convenient plaques like this is a historical ruin by the Absalom Historical Society from, you know, AR, yada yada. Like, no, there's nothing like that.
Jakob's going to quaff this antidote lesser, but I just noticed this on his sheet because I agree with my frenemy's smoke 'em if you got 'em approach.
It's a good idea. Do I have anything?
I will drink 10 bullets.
No, please.
This feels ill-advised.
We're all drinking our potions, and I don't have one, so I don't know what you want me to do.
Bummer.
So shall we head right or left?
As my master once told me,
well,
direction is but a meaningless clause you find in your wireless phone contract. So, left. Oh, can we percept anything?
Yeah, it looks like there might be like stairs or something up left.
And it's always possible that you could percept.
Like, if we could do a vibe check on which way to go. Oh, seems like we're heading left. Never mind.
We've already headed left.
Big sept. Why not throw a little sept out there?
Ugh.
It's a big sept for me.
Mm-hmm.
High-pitched conure.
And change my voice again.
Mindful Jakob, you and the stigmatic Zaya both think you hear something or someone, maybe, up to the northwest, maybe? Sounds like it's not clear, but maybe somebody kind of muttering to themselves, maybe? It's hard to really tell. Just, you know, the way these old ruins and kind of sound bouncing off the walls a little bit, diffracting. Terrible acoustics, you know.
Well, that's the lead we got.
So I heard slightly before Zaya heard, there is perhaps a sound to our northwest.
I was just waiting for you to hear it because I didn't want to, like, show you up. You know, whatever.
Yeah, but it's not happened. It did not.
It happened. You know it happened.
So some frenemy anger tension building between us right now. See us totally fighting it out later.
You're definitely hearing something else. Not just a person, but also like a more of a guttural kind of breathing.
It's not like a great sound.
Which direction was that? Or are we just hearing it?
You think it's slightly north and mostly west.
Like that way-ish.
Oh, let us continue.
think Kingir is gonna stealth, even though I think that means I fall behind a little bit, because I think you move half speed when you're stealthing. But Kingir is gonna stealth in the back.
What's all stealth?
Yeah, I have that skill. But not as good as others, you know, as they say.
You're holding the light.
Do it a little, like, baton thing with it.
Oh, yeah. Such stealth. It's all noted.
It's all noted.
We're very sneaky.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Move too far.
So you find yourselves in the only lit portion, like this party. It is quite lit. There are a couple lanterns hung around. You see a statue of just some, you know, generic noble person with a cloak thrown over it, and kind of like a makeshift workbench. As Italian leads the charge bravely, as leaders do, you also see that this is an occupied chamber. Amongst the occupants, well, so we can really only see one occupant, if I'm being honest. And I'm being honest. It looks like this.
That's also not Doatara. Yeah, I saw a big orange gorilla with horns. Yeah, it's got like the spirally goat horns, and then it's got like two horns going straight out.
Yeah, I see it now.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's no good.
He's also, yeah, like, that blurry, is like, a he's in like thoroughly, a Bigfoot photo.
Yeah, okay. One, he looks like he's just saying, hey, yeah, it looks like the Howard Dean at like the,
yeah,
that one fateful speech for one. But two, yeah, that is a thoroughly horned gorilla. Someone
well
just
horned.
Like kept.
There, oh, he's got goat feet too. Yeah. I didn't notice that last time.
Yeah, they goated the heck out of that gorilla.
It's so true.
That gorilla is the goat.
Yes.
Yep. Very much the goat.
The goatest of all time.
Goatrilla.
That's what that stands, yes, for, right?
That's absolutely what it stands for. And since everyone was actively sneaking, you all get to use stealth for initiative. Enjoy.
Cool.
Hey. It's the exact, cool, same number as my perception.
No.
That's actually one lower.
So we roll a new...
Stealth for initiative. Let's try this guy.
Thanks to that mutagen, I'm pretty stealthy.
Come on, I want above a 10 just once.
Oh.
No.
That's not good for old. Yeah, I got all thrown off by Juro's tautology about goat of all time.
Okay. That puts at the tippy top of the order, the stigmatic Zia.
You have a huggable.
The joy of adjective randomly generating. This is a huggable creature.
All right. Well, I'm going to run down a little ways past this wonderful creature. Can't get really far enough to provide a flank, but I can kind of start getting to that end anyways. And we're going to take some swings with the... brand new sawtooth saber. All right, let's see. It's a plus 17 because of the quicksilver mutagen. So that is a total of a 31 on the first one.
Let's see. You're a cool rogue person. Do you have that neat rogue feature? I think it might just be for all rogues that if you act before somebody,
surprise attack.
Yeah. They are off guard to you.
I believe so.
That would, because of the off guard, then make that a critical hit.
Nice.
Oh, dang. And is it also a sneak attack?
Yes.
Ooh.
And I also get that 1d8.
Yeah,
bleed?
A d8 of persistent bleed.
Nice.
So that doesn't get added on to what gets doubled, does it?
It's the crit effect itself. It's only on a crit. So... it wouldn't be doubled.
All right, I think I've done my complicated roll here.
Yeah, that is 22 points of damage. Significant.
That is pretty terrible.
Still, this huggable creature takes all of it.
Oh yeah, and I can attack again.
It seems rude, but you could.
Well, I'm going to miss with a total of a 16.
It's true. Unfortunately, that does miss.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Okay. High-pitched Kongir, you are up.
Right. Let's see. So first she's going to move the extent of her movement once to get close enough to see if there's somewhere I can get in here that would be flanking, which not really because there's a root on the other side. So I think she will just then go another 10 feet and get kind of in this little corner over here and maybe, oh, it's literally on here, Zia, and step down maybe her next turn. We can get flanking that way. And for my last move, I am going to poke at him with a trident. That is a 32.
So close to a crit. That is a hit, though.
Nice. So yeah, that is 18 points of piercing damage.
Okay, yeah, looks like all of that goes through just fine from Zaya's attack and Kongir's. It's already a fair bit of damage dealt to it. Well played. Now, one would think next up is this huggable creature, but stepping from behind the statue, dashing forward,
oh no,
is a woman who heard the stealthy approach somehow, and she looks like this.
Checks out.
She's holding a short sword, and it looks like an angrier version of what the div was disguised as, and Kongir is positive. This is the real Doatara, and she is able to rush right into flanking with Zia.
Oh, no.
And she's going to use her final two actions to do what's called a toxic flourish, as she will apply something to her blade and then strike with it. And even with the off guard, she does not quite manage to connect on Zaya. And she is pissed about that. And she looks first to you right up in your business, Zaya, and says, "I'll cut you down like I cut down that gnome." But unfortunately, she can't act upon that rage in this moment as it passes to the huggable creature's turn. This gorilla creature looks to Kongir and Italian, and it sucks in a deep breath, and I'm going to need a reflex save from Kongir and Italian.
Ugh. Oh,
rip.
I'm really bad at those saves.
You have a heroic point of heroism.
I think you've got two of them.
Oh, yeah, I do have a hero point. I'm going to reroll that save.
That's not a terrible idea.
With my hero point, I'm cashing that in. And got the exact dice. Same number.
Oh, no.
Dice tell a story.
Oh, Kongir.
Good thing I healed.
So Italian manages to dive, enough out of the way to only take 12 fire damage, but Kongir takes the full 24. It could have been a lot worse. What's really interesting about this creature is it also takes half. Unfortunately, Kongir, you are now also on fire and will be taking some persistent fire damage, as will the creature.
He lit himself on fire?
It's special. I wish I knew why this bestiary creature was designed in such a way.
So it's bleeding and on fire now.
And I'm going to roll a die here for no reason. Lucky y'all. And that was two actions. For the final action, it's going to pivot towards Zaya to share the love on this off-guard target. and try and bite it. Bite at her. Om nom nom. And that will be a number value equal to a miss. Goodness. Both of these attacks made against Zaya have missed by 3. That's like the exact same number. So she'll live forever. And Foundry is smarter than me. And the demon takes 8 max bleed. Nice. And that hurt. Takes only 3 fire. And we'll roll some recovery checks for those. Exactly heals from the bleed. But is still on fire from his own fire. And that brings us to Italian, the Undaunted.
Italian is going to stride forward, not mechanically stride, because I feel like that might be a thing, but just, you know, move.
Oh, you got it.
Right past this guy, which is going to be a bad idea, and that's fine. I'm okay with that. Possibly it. Yeah, this is. I'm not playing Kira. It's gonna be fine. Up to Doatara, and take whatever attack of opportunity that incurs.
Nothing happens.
So sweet, yes, great. And I'm going to attempt to strike with his +1 striking sawtooth saber, minus bleed. Ooh, that's a 6 on the die, so that's an 18 total. That doesn't feel good.
Yeah, unfortunately, no. She dodges out of the way of your sawtooth strike. Do you want to retroactively have True Struck and we can edit that in?
That would be great, yeah. I would love to roll True Strike as my first action, or second action after striding. But not mechanically striding, just regular striding.
I mean, you are mechanically striding.
You are mechanic. You're using the 2E terminology correctly.
Oh, great. God, I'm so good at this.
So it sounds like then you stride into the room, you cast True Strike as for your second action, and then you get to roll twice and take the better on your sawtooth attack. So why don't you roll again, and we'll see which one was better. The first one would have been a miss, but the 28 does hit.
Excellent. Let's roll some damage. Not great. 8 total. Lol, playing non-barbarians.
That's all right. That's first blood on the drowsy Doatara. And it hurt.
Good, good. That's my turn.
Okay, mindful Jakob, living forever. You're up, sir.
Alrighty. He is going to take a stride action that starts with 15 feet towards the south. Ooh, that's everybody. And 25 feet gets him here. He has 40 feet of movement. So here puts him in directly north of his frenemy and east of his mentor. And the baddies are right nearby. So my next action, I'm going to do a flurry of blows on Tara. And I'm going to try for a stunning fist. All right, so a 23 and a 29.
The 23 misses, but the 29 is a hit.
Alrighty, so they need to roll against my class DC, which I know, but to you, oh, there it is. It's 22. Yeah, I actually know it. I'm not going to quiz you.
Okay.
So it's
okay.
A fortitude save, I believe. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a 27.
Ah, look at you saving. Okay. Well, I don't think anything happens to you then.
Not stun-wise, but the damage would still...
Oh, yeah. No, you're still going to get... You're going to get some damage. You're not getting away so easily without a +1 striking hand wrap. It's 13 points of damage.
All right.
You know what? Why not? let's take one more hit at it. And that is a 9. So that does not do anything. And that is the end of Jakob's turn.
She's taking some hits. Top of round 2, we are back to Zaya.
All right. Zaya's in a little bit of a tough spot in this sort of flanky-do here. If she goes 5 feet to the south, does she have flanking on the huggable goat gorilla?
Yeah, it's big.
All right. Because I feel like I could go after Dowatara here, and maybe that would be the smarter thing to do. But at the same time, there's the giant beast monster thing that's more hurt than she is. And if I can get the flanky do on it, maybe we can take down the goat monster and make this a 4-on-1. So step to the south and go for a sawtooth saber attack on the huggable demon friend. That is a 24 to hit.
And that is a hit.
All right. I guess I'll roll the damage in the thingy so you can click the button.
Okay.
Nice. 13 damage.
Nice.
Wow. Yeah. That hurt.
All right. And one more strike on this thing. I assume that didn't kill it.
That is correct.
It has seen better days.
Star of many plays.
12 plus 13, 25 on the second attack.
Nice, yeah. That also hits.
All right. Does this 2d6 plus 4 kill it? Substantially less damage.
No, it does not kill it, but, you know, damage is damage, as the saying goes.
All right, well, that is all of my actions.
You cut into an onion. It's wet.
Please cut this bleeding onion, dearest Kangir, who we are such close friends.
Kangir thinks for a moment about just letting this thing murder Zaya, but then decides against it and stabs it with a trident.
Aw, buddies.
Best friends.
25.
That hits.
So that is 14 points of damage.
All right.
Oh, also, I'm on fire, aren't I?
I mean, yes, but also, yes.
Yeah, when your turn ends, it'll automatically roll that damage.
Oh, it will auto do it? Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know if it like popped up with a thing for me to click on in the chat.
You will
or
get
not.
The recovery roll option once okay. your turn's over.
But. Yeah. Which that's a DC 15 with no bonus, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So I am going to attack this thing again since he is not dead. For my second one, I am going to do the two action version to do my intimidating strike, which is this thing. I'll pop it out in the chat again.
Sure.
So I'm going to roll to attack him again. And that is probably a miss with a 17.
Unfortunately, even off guard, that does not connect.
Okay. That will be her turn then.
That is going to deal you... Oof.
Oh, no.
10 fire damage.
Ooh, that was a lot of damage. Yeah.
Yikes.
And recovery... Did not recover.
Unfortunately. Bringing us back then to drowsy Dowatara. She's getting surrounded here. Not her favorite situation, weirdly. So, who hurt her the most? That was Atelian.
Yeah. Did it.
So, she is going to take a swing right back at you. Why can't I hit you? On miss again. With the map, she'll try again. Really would like to hit. And barely gets, yeah, that's a 24.
That'll do it.
You are going to get some damage. And that is
Only 12. But I also need a fortitude save.
Okay, I've got that in droves, probably.
Could be.
That's a 27.
You're fine.
Fine.
You're undaunted. For her third action, she'll just take a 5-foot step to the south to resume a flank with Zaya, the demon against Zaya, and that will then bring us to the demon. And I say demon, Damon, I'm very sorry. Bringing us to Damon Salvatore. Just kidding. Or am I? And he is going to take a deep breath and then exhale because he can't use that ability right now.
But he feels calmer.
He does feel a little better and starts to question, take his first action to ponder his life choices. No.
I'm happy that Matt Damon is getting to self-actualize.
Matt Damon. Oh, it was on the 19 and rolled to a 3. Zaya dodges the first bite. And how about we switch to these claws because they're agile. I'm going to try and take a claw attack on Zaya. And I don't think I've hit yet. And that's continuing. Oh, and very angry. Third flailing useless strike attempt. Because you are off guard, that will then hit exactly against your 24 AC.
I'll allow it.
Finally. Finally. This is exciting for all of us. You're going to take a little claw damage. A little clamage. That is coming out here. 21. Oof. Ouchie.
Is that piercing or bludgeoning?
Claws are slashing.
Ooh.
And then it has a successful jaw or claw strike. It takes an additional... It deals you an additional d6. And so that d6 was 1. Which... weirdly, the daemon also takes 1 point of damage.
That's nice of it.
It's such a choice. Such choice, very daemon. And its turn's finished. Finally hit with 3 flails. Not mechanically the weapon flail, you know what I mean? Anyway, it's on fire. It takes 2 points of fire damage and will pass its recovery check with a 17. Puts out its flames that it did to itself. So now for real though, it's Italian's turn.
Sorry, got excited there. Moved up. I'm going to move up into the flank with, who is this, Zia? Okay, let me scroll back up to the harm. Oh, that's going to be a minute.
No, don't. I'll pop it in your chat.
Aw, yeah. Harm versus living. I'll take it.
12 damage and a fortitude save to half it. Fail. Success. It's a 29. So she'll take half.
I'm pretty sure she can't be killed.
It's impossible.
It remains to be seen.
Can I try and hit her with the sword also?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm totally going to do that. Aw. Oof, that's an 18.
Yeah, unfortunately not.
That's my turn.
But you did set up a flank for your, you know,
my good buddy.
Your bestie.
Bestie?
What?
What? Oh, bestie?
We weren't going to... Yikes.
Oh,
he couldn't remember her name.
This is so awkward for you.
She was. He was like, I'm going to set up flank with, oh, I don't know who. Not Zia doesn't remember Zia. We'll remember Yekko.
That's just a game that we play.
All right.
Because we're so tight.
I'm going to take step action to the southwest with my seething rage.
Use your rage on the monkey.
So that's... Yeah, no. One action. One action step. One action into dragon style. Get real dragony with it. And then finally a flurry of blows. A little dragon tail there. That's a 25 with the first one. And that is a 24 with the second one.
The 25 hits exactly.
Whew. Hoo-wee. All right. Let's roll some damage. And I'm going to need her to roll against my... That's 15 points, by the way. And I'm going to need her to roll against my class DC.
Oofta. She takes the 15. Doesn't love it. And we'll roll fortitude 25.
Oof. Man. She is... Fortitudinous. All right. Those are my three actions right there.
Still chipping. Bringing us then to the top of round three. Zaya, you're flanked, but looks like you're also flanking.
That's true, but I'm going to take a second to try to execute the gorilla friend, who is not my friend. That is a natural 16 for a total of a 34, 33 to hit the off-guard flanked gorilla.
That is a critical hit.
Nice.
Oh, and you have a critical effect and everything.
I do.
Nice.
Whoa.
Nice.
Whoa.
Huge. 42 damage thanks to the sneak attack and the crit.
Wow. And with 41 HP remaining.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
It was going to take a solid thwack. And you reduce this huggable fiend to a blood splatter.
And then Zaya turns around to look at Dotara and say, "You see this sword? This sword belonged to a close personal friend of mine. And now it's going to belong on the inside of your face." She's gonna go for the stabberoo. That is only an 18 to hit.
Unfortunately, not enough.
That was a warm-up one. And then she's gonna take a step to the southwest to open up the double flank. If her dear friend, who they have always gotten along so well, Kangir, would like to come down and join the party.
Yeah, Kangir was actually just going to walk past you and get to the bottom because it would have been the same movement.
Oops.
She appreciates the thoughtfulness. So yeah, Kangir is going to go here and complete this just wheel of people around this poor woman. And she is going to stab her with a trident. And you know what? She's going to use her last two actions to make it the, what you call it, intimidating strike again, since we're at our highest bonus. That is a 26.
Oh,
nice.
That's a hit.
Awesome. So that is...
Nice.
Nice. You've been rolling damage.
Ooh, yeah. Good damage. 18 points of damage, and she is frightened one until the end of her next turn.
Yeah.
All right. At the end of your turn, you will take 8 fire damage.
A little better than last time. And recovery check is a 3, so I am still on fire. That's got to be horrifying for her that this person on fire with a pitchfork is just stabbing her.
You're not just an on fire person with a pitchfork. She recognizes you. Because she hired you.
I'm someone she thought she killed who showed up on fire with a pitchfork and is poking her. No wonder she's frightened one.
Yeah.
But
frightened though she may be, she hisses at you and says, "I will gut you for turning on your own employer. I thought I killed you once. I won't fail this time." And she is going to attempt to feint against you and get you off guard. And that is... Oh yeah, that is a success. 29 against your perception DC. Unfortunately, yeah. Not a crit. She'll take her final two actions to apply some more poison to her blade and make a strike at you with her short sword. And yes, a 30 will hit.
But she is going to, if I'm allowed to, raise my shield so it'll at least take some of that damage.
Yeah, I'd say you sure can. She then attacks for 23 points of damage, so your shield's hardness will come out, and then it'll take half of the remaining damage. And I do need a fortitude save.
Okay. That is my highest save, and I have a poison resistance of +3, so that is a 33.
Nice.
Yeah, that's a critical success. You are unfazed by this attempt at poisoning. She hasn't managed to get anyone yet. And it would go to her friend's turn, but her friend's dead. So, undaunted Italian is back up.
Yeah, I'm going to use my final harm. Nice.
Oh, fail. So a full 22.
Nice.
Coming her way.
Great. And then I would like to stab with my sword again if I can. Oh, so close.
It just bounced off the 20.
Right onto a 2. Okay, so that's a 14. Also not going to do it, I think. 18?
Yeah, unfortunately not.
Okay. That's me.
Okay. Mindful Jakob. You're in dragon stance. You're in flanking.
Yes, and when life gives you onions, flurry. That is exactly what I'm going to do with my dragon.
Well said.
Yeah.
Nice.
Thank you.
A McFlurry of onions, if you will.
All right. Well, so one was a 30 and the other was a 20, which missed.
The 30 is a hit, though.
Excellent. So that is... Oh, look at that. That's 24. That is two tens.
Wow.
Boxcar. Nice.
Lots big boxcar hits. And now I need fortitude save.
Okay.
Oh, look at you, fortitudinous.
Yeah, so with a 27, she manages to not be stunned. But that was only one of your actions, because Monk is beautiful.
Yay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but my map is... not sick right now. Wait, so how does map work with my athletics if I were to try to trip her with my last action?
Trip has the attack trait, so it would take the map out as well.
Yeah, heck, let's just strike. We're going to keep striking. We'll try. There's a 20 on every digital die. But not that one.
No.
And not that one either. But that's fine. There, I did a big whack, and that is the end of my turn.
Fair enough. It's the top of round 4. Can you finish her off, Saya?
Well, now that we've formed around her the traditional Red Mantis assassin onion of flanks, as we have a layer all around our victim, Zaya is going to try to stab the gnome's sword into Doatara. That is a 31 to hit.
Nice.
Oh, that's a hit.
All right. Let's see. We got sneak attack here. So 19 juicy damage.
Yeah, as the onion ring of death encircles her, and you deal 19 to her on the first swing with your deceased comrade's turn, with your deceased comrade's weapon. She only had 9 HP remaining.
Oh, dang.
And you have avenged Tescorbido and completed your mission.
Did Zaya kill everything? Did anybody else kill anything? Or was it just literally...
The Shambler killed the guard.
The Shambler did. So yeah, kill count at the end.
That's true. Yeah, I killed a guard.
Oh, yeah.
Italian killed a guard. Italian killed... The first kill of the entire module was Italian killing that poor guard that we lured off into a corner.
So it's like Zaya 4 or something, right? And then like the Shambler and Italian are tied. And the other trained assassin and literal fighter mercenary.
The mercenary.
Who's still on fire.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm still on fire.
Yeah, maybe you should stop being on fire.
Yeah, I would love to use an action to douse.
Yeah, how do we, yeah.
Yeah, can I use all three of my actions to attempt to pat myself out and get a bonus to my, whatchacallit thing?
Stop, drop, and roll.
That's three actions.
So I can lower the DC of the flat check if you're getting reasonable assistance.
I didn't know if I could do it like all three actions and lower the DC three times or if that's cheating.
You are also at 10 feet away from a body, you know, enough water you could just roll into that I think you could just put it right out.
Just hop on in there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so Kangir, now that we're not in combat, is just going to run into this lake down to the south over here.
The day comes full circle as she goes into the sewer water.
It's beautiful.
So, Red Mantis assassins and friend, you've completed your mission. What is your escape plan? Are you just going to slip away into the shadows? Are you going to leave Doatara's body up on her bed with a note that says, you know, mess with the Red Mantis so you get the
onion
bandibles?
I think we should leave the body on the altar that in that's showing that she's worshiping what's-his-face, Norgorber.
We need to send a message.
Yeah. Well, we got to paint the Norgorber statue red.
Oh, nice.
Using blood, probably.
Her blood.
And, using blood.
And stuff an onion in her mouth. Mm-hmm.
As was the style at the time.
Perfect. Yeah. Great. We've got a plan.
Yeah, and this water comes from somewhere, right? Like, I mean, theoretically, it's not like a koi pond she keeps down here. Could we leave? Is it salty? Is it the ocean? Yeah.
Yeah, could we escape through this tunnel?
So this was more collected, just kind of water over time.
Oh, okay.
But in the northeast, there is a connection to the sewers. So you could just vanish, you know, that way if you don't want to have to go through any slipping out via the front gate or the roof or anything like that.
Yeah. I mean, so, yeah, we carry her back to the altar. We don't even have to leave that room. Dump her in front of it, and then come back down here.
I think that's the way to go. Mm-hmm. Disappear into the darkness.
And close the... Can we close the thing behind us so it looks like the room is... Like, she just got killed in that locked chapel? That would be kind of cool.
But if we close the room, I think that would also disengage evil mode.
Yeah, they were all one mechanism, weren't they? The trapdoor and the statue.
Yeah, and I kind of want them to discover there might be other stuff down here, right? Maybe, like, there's dastardly deeds.
Yeah, I guess there's also a dead demon down here for them to find. Yeah.
Right, yeah. Dead demons and dastardly deeds to discover in the deep.
Nice.
Oh, we totally steal all her stuff.
Take it all.
Yeah, no, that too. Mm-hmm. And we draw a little mustache on the Norgorber.
And we never bother to translate that note.
Nope.
Or journal.
What's the point?
Probably just says a bunch of crap in it.
Throw it in the sewer.
Wow.
Why does this demon monkey have so many horns? I'm writing this in a cipher so he doesn't see. That's got to be it.
It would hurt his feelings.
It's a burn book about all the demons she summons.
Not so great haikus about the demon. Do you want to know what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell you. It was her hit list, essentially.
Who else was on it?
Yeah, I want to know who else is on.
Yeah, I wish it did list them all out.
The monkey is the last one.
Yeah, he's actually he was also running for a council position, so she had to kill him too.
But yeah, it doesn't list out any names of what's in her hit list, but she did kind of scrawl in the margin the most recent kill as though it wasn't expected, because that was Tescarbito.
It's like when you add something to a to-do list just to cross it out to like feel better. She's got like
she's one of those.
You're like, make to-do list.
I meant to do that.
Yeah, that one isn't in the cipher because she didn't have time to do it. It's just written in common. Weird gnome, and then crossed out.
Weird gnome indeed. But you've avenged your weird gnome friend. Mm-hmm. Fitting that the killing blow was with his very blade.
Beautiful.
You don't mess with the mantis or you get the pinchers.
Yeah.
Grabby doos.
You get the grabby doos.
That's true.
Entomologists, do not tear me apart in our Discord. I don't.
It's a scientific term.
What are they?
The grabby doos.
No, it's definitely me. Grabby doos.
Sounds right.
Yeah. Don't worry, I'm updating Wikipedia now. Reflect that.
I was about to make that same joke of let's go to Wikipedia and change it.
What does Kungir do, or the party do with Kungir? Is it just a hey thanks fist bump see ya? Does Kungir kind of think maybe this assassin life is kind of appealing?
He almost died twice.
Atelian will walk up to Kungir and say, I've mentored many young souls in my life. In fact, these two you see behind me, for example. Surely your skills are wasted as a mercenary. Why don't you try pledging yourself to something bigger?
It's true, comrade. The weak aristocrats who want to play at assassinations, they die like this. But you, as I've seen you peel back further and further, there is only more strong onion beneath. We want that onion.
Plus you get a really cool mask. Yeah. Probably like a sword.
And a sword.
Mm-hmm.
Well, really don't have much else to do. And it seems like you guys are a lot better about actually paying people for their work rather than sending someone to try to kill them. So, yeah, sure. I'm not sure I look great in red, but I could get used to it.
It's okay. There's a little bit of variance. You can get a, a burnt sienna. Perhaps an orange.
You could lean into the black aspect of it. Just have, like, red highlights, too. That's always an option.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. It is very cool. And then we all high five.
Freezes.
The mantis way. Like this.
With backwards hands. like we're Alex from Schitt's Creek.
Exactly. And as the freeze frame high five fades, it doesn't take too long for the four of you to be contacted by the leading group of the Aspantis, the Vernai. And you receive congratulations on your successful mission, with the recommendation from Italian, especially. Kangir is already, accepted should she decide after, the probationary period that she wants to stick around. But you've earned some cred with your fellow assassins. They appreciate the work that you did to rectify the sullying of your organization's name. And sure, it's just a matter of time before you're called on again to targets yet to be determined.
and you're successful, and you're high-fiving, and I think after a hard day's work, you all deserve some rest, and I'm going to bed.
Night, Jeff. Thanks, Jeff.
Good night, Jeff. Good night, Mark of the Mantis.
Jeff is like onion.
Good night, Jeff. It's
my absolute favorite. That's it.
Good night, Doatara.
Good night.
Pod Against the Machine uses trademarks and or copyrights owned by Paizo Incorporated, used under Paizo's community use policy. We are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. Pod Against the Machine is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo Incorporated and Paizo products, visit paizo.com. The theme for our Mark of the Mantis one-shot is Thieves Guild by Tabletop Audio. Please see the show notes for additional music licensing. If you enjoyed this, we encourage you to please leave a review.
Boop. It's like holding the wind. All right.
Not on a shirt. Owning an onion is like holding the wind.
You may as well try to catch the onion.
Like an onion in the wind.
We should release that with no context. Like, never release this little bit of audio. Just put a shirt out. Owning an onion is like holding the wind.
If you love an onion, set it free.
Boop. Reveal.
Ooh.
Yeah. So you could even target Kangir mousing over the token, pressing T, and then click the heal versus living button and roll that beautiful bean footage as Italian.
Ooh, user Izzy lacks permission to update chat message. Which is weird.
It's always permissions. Permissions are DNS.
That's fine. I'm going to roll it. I'm going to do it. It's going to be great.
Yeah, you go.
Boop. It's like 50 silver an hour. That is wild.
Wait, it's a glow stick in a fantasy world. You know how hard that's got to be to get?
Yakub gets as plur as possible with it. Now that it is canonically a glow stick.
Yeah, you can't just walk into Party City in this place. That doesn't exist in this world.
Yet.
Party City.
Note to self. Party City.
Boop.
Can I roll anything on her to see if she's a weirdy?
A weirdy check?
Yeah, I would love to do a weirdy check.
Lore weirdy.
Lore weirdy.
Boop. Also, did you just make me take that damage?
Sure did. I saw it.
Only temporarily. I fixed it.
I was scrolling back up to see if it popped up with a thing I could click on to be on fire. And when I scroll back down, I saw Kangir took 14 points of damage.